Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Al Jackson, Jess Hooker, Tattoo Talk, and a short quiz right after this word.
Has this ever happened to you?
Scalpel. Clamp. Knife.
Ow! Hey! What the f***? Ah!
Waking up during an operation can be both traumatic and painful. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to choosing an anesthesia? Introducing Ed Padural's Anesthesia City! Anesthesia City!
Hey, Eddie Padural here. When you need to get gooned on the goofy juice, it really helps to shop around. And there's no better time than now, as we're getting giddy at Anesthesia City. Mm-hmm. It's our once-a-year Malaise Days.
Malaise Days!
Bring in your zoo book coupon, and we'll knock off an additional 50% on scratch and dent ethers, pentothals, and nitrous.
Anesthesia City!
And oh yeah, free balloons for the kids. Hey, if they're real young, make sure they don't suck on any of that balloon air, if you know what I'm saying.
Anesthesia City! Open every day, 10 until 10. 9.
Hey, I'm Ed Padural saying, so, what's it going to take for me to put you in a coma today?
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The room is unusually female heavy at this point.
Yeah.
Because we have two ladies in the studio.
What a lovely thing to say. Well, we're a little female heavy.
Well, that's because the Jackass twins, Chick and Josh, are outside.
John and Jerry, hi! We're the Jackass twins.
Welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts indoor and outdoor studios. Wow, this is annoying. It's like having two crows talking. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating Steak and Eggs Day. It's Omaha Steak and Eggs Day. Look, just because the teacher's not in the room doesn't mean I'm not going to punish you when you get back.
Oh, shaking in my boots.
I'm scared. What do you do? Look at you, Baldy.
Oh, that's very good. Baldy.
How's it going, one eye?
Baldy, the one eye.
Hey,
check writer.
Called him one eye.
I'm trying to write it down, Chick.
Donnie Baker has joined the boys out there. We're going to hook up with comedian Al Jackson in just a couple minutes here. Certainly looking forward to that. Once again, celebrating Omaha Steak and Eggs Day. Donnie, have you had your breakfast yet?
Man, I've heard Omaha mentioned so much, I thought Peyton Manning was here, Tom. His stuff is perfect cut. I swear to God.
It is delicious. What a nice breakfast.
And yeah,
thanks again to Omaha Steaks and to Eric Spangle, our chef today. The other Mr. Spangle.
You know, he brought my steak over here, and he had his thumb on my steak. I said, hey, get your thumb off my steak. And he goes, okay, if you want it to fall on the ground again. pretty.
The classics.
That old gym. Hey, Tom's stalagmites are on the ground. It has the G in the word, stalag. Stalactites are the C in the word is for ceiling, so that's how you remember.
Stalactite, stalagmite.
Yeah.
Okay.
G, ground, C, ceiling.
Right. We were discussing the ceiling in John.
So thank you for all the people that are sending in.
Okay. Because coming up, we have Pornhub in the news. Can you guys break away and come on in? Because we're going to talk with Al Jackson.
Yes, sir.
See if you can hook me up with Al Ace. Hey, Al, can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. I can feel you.
It's good to talk to you.
How are your teeth, Al?
Christy, thank you for asking. I am 100% recovered.
Oh,
now,
nice.
Give us the story again. What's the story here?
I guess last Monday, not this Monday, last Monday, I cracked a wisdom tooth. Nerve got infected. Face got infected. Hello.
Oh, yes.
And it was really like Civil War pain. Mm-hmm. It was just like I was going to get a bottle of whiskey and some pliers. Like it hurt that bad.
Wow.
And it was intense, man. And so I had my surgery Friday. Took my penicillin like I do every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
preemptive.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in case.
I call that my pre-penicillin.
Yes.
Never be too safe.
Your pre-game.
Yeah, that's what I roofie myself with that, Tom.
How many did they take out?
Took four wisdom teeth out. Four wisdom teeth out. Yes.
Oh. Oral surgeon, obviously.
And you're already recovered.
Yes.
Swelling's gone down.
Swelling's gone. I feel like $1 million. I feel like I can't lose.
Wow. God, when I had mine done, I looked like my basketball head for more than a week.
Oh, don't tell me that. Both my girls need it done, and I've been putting it off.
The roots on mine were all squirrely and weird. Ew. So it hurt. But I'm glad.
Yeah, well, your girls are young. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I waited until I was 42, so my gums were, I had like those Abe Lincoln gums, so it was way worse.
Really?
I thought that everybody was supposed to get all of them out. Mm-mm. Isn't that the thing?
Not all people
I
have
I think
all
if they don't bother you.
Oh, some people, in fact, well, I don't want to bring up the English, but I have a friend who's English, and not something they routinely do in England.
Yeah, well, it's because they want to keep all that they can.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
Wow. But,
yeah.
No, I've been watching a lot of English television, and yes. The thing about teeth is true.
Tom, I wanted to ask you, have you trademarked the Jackass twins?
No, maybe I should.
That is because don't Chick and Josh seem like two bullies that never left their hometown?
We can hear you, son of a bitch. We're right here.
Whatever you say, dingus.
Bully people at that gas station. Couldn't you just see, like, every time you walked in the gas station, even at 45, just Josh going, you suck.
Now, Al, we actually have an interesting topic today. Now, I know that you have a tattoo.
Just one.
In honor of?
Mi abuela, my grandmother.
There you go.
Shout out, Marcella.
And Jess over there has pretty much a sleeve on her left arm.
I do.
Of tattoos. Yeah. Mr. McGee has a number of tributes, among other things, mostly to the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, I have 8 tattoos. Yeah.
And then
eight.
We have brought up a topic that Jess actually thought of last week, which was...
Tom and I were talking about tattoos that I never got, and I'm so glad that I didn't get...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're 18 and you thought, I think I'll get this tattoo. Now, before we get to that, by the way, do you have an orchestra in your apartment? Yep. Al, what is that noise?
I do not.
It sounds like a nice place. You live right there by the freeway? Sounds like a really nice place.
It's 6 in the morning. There's nobody here.
What was that noise?
I doubt that.
Maybe the mics were still on outside where we were.
Oh, we all really doubt you're by yourself, okay?
Honestly, let me tell you how I know the mics are still on where you guys are. It's because when Tom goes, oh, we're playing all the hits, I thought he was referring to the fact that we could hear the show. So leave my crappy, makeshift, sad man studio alone. I have a sad divorced dad studio, and it's silent.
Sad Man Studios is a great name.
That is a good name.
Ooh, that is good.
And the two engineers would be the Jackass twins.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Al? Oh, I see you're still black. Okay.
That was on the Jackass.
Al, for years I had talked about this, and it ended up on, I've been talking about this for 25 years, my idea to have a restaurant for divorced guys, and you'd walk in, and it was all stand-up kitchen sinks, and you'd be served your food right there at the sink.
Just leaning against the sink.
TV sets right above it.
And it'd be
ESPN.
The same meal every day.
Yes.
They do have that restaurant. It's called The Bar at Applebee's.
Sad Man.
Any bar attached to a hotel.
Yeah, Sad Man Cafe. Sad Man.
Have you eaten at Single Mom's? That's a good restaurant. The other night I had 4 goldfish and half a thing of applesauce.
It's a nice restaurant.
Yeah, pretty good.
So, Al, I think we'll start with you. When you were 18, had you had the opportunity to get a tattoo, what would you have gotten?
I'm 42, so when I was 18, basically in high school, that was when everybody was getting like the lion claw ripping through the flesh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Josh?
Yeah, like, it looks like it's coming out of you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So it was just like, oh, yeah, you're so untamed. You can't hold this tiger back. It's like, all right. So, yeah, it was a lot of those. So I'm glad I didn't do that.
I'd be wondering this in African-American culture, contemporary African-American culture, I wonder if there is a more common tattoo. Because I bet they also go along, ethnic and racial lines with respect to what are the most common tattoos.
You know what I would be curious to see, Tom, is how many Wakanda tattoos there are now.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you there's obviously the movie's, what, 2 years old now? There's probably a lot of Wakanda tattoos. Yeah. It looks cool anyway, and it's a cultural symbol. Who's the running back for the Steelers? Le'Veon Bell, who got robbed by those two girls he was having a threesome with, and they took his $500,000 Wakanda pendant.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it was all black diamonds or something. It was awesome.
He had a $500,000 Wakanda pendant to be stolen, for starters. Let's go there. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, how do you get that insured? Do you have to have someone follow you around at all times?
There has to be a special rider if you have a
And then I'd also be curious if there are locations of tattoos that people of certain backgrounds tend to get. Because I can guess one right away.
White girls?
Those neck tattoos with the guy's name on them.
Oh, I was thinking white girls right above
the gluteal cleft. Yeah.
But is that kind of old school now, the tramp stamp?
I think that was a big thing when I was in high school. Yeah. A lot of my friends have those, and I am so grateful that I never did, because if I were to get one, I planned on getting the Texas Longhorn logo.
Right above.
Were you a Texas Longhorn fan?
No,
talk
I just
about hook 'em horns.
I listened to a lot of country music back then. Yeah,
thought it looked tough.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
See, I don't have anything grateful. To even
time
because
to
when
feed
I
the
was when I was in high school,
time
no,
to ride the bull isn't that the idea?
Yeah. No one had tattoos.
Suggestive of what in some states would be considered sodomy, but let's move on.
No one had tattoos when we were in high school, Tom. So we don't have anything to. I mean, I wouldn't even know.
No, but I'm just saying. If I think this is a fair question that Jess came up with. If you were 18 years old,
right,
and the tattoo,
what a disco ball that would have been.
Tattoo culture and tattoo culture was the way it is now. What would you have gotten, and would you regret it?
I just looked up the barbed wire tattoo because I wondered
when did that start.
Well, it started in Russian prisons. During the Stalin era is when it started, but Pam Anderson is the one who made it popular in the movie. Remember Barbed Wire?
Yeah.
Remember when there were
1995?
There were essentially three tattoos. There was the anchor, the mom, and the person's name and a heart with an arrow through it.
Yeah.
That was pretty much all you could get.
Or Armed Services, USMC. Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. And then there was the men primarily who had traveled overseas to some country, usually Asia, where they had the calligraphy, whatever it was, and now you get that at the mall, and the joke is a million years old, but, you know, what does it say? Mm-hmm. And it's always some, well, it's a phrase meaning whatever, peace be with you or something.
Yeah. It
usually means snow peas and carrots or something.
Right.
You never know.
But, I liked it when it was tough people that only had tattoos, and I think there should be a physical fitness test before you get a tattoo.
Really?
I want to see some hipster
have you
skinny
had a
jeans.
You don't have a tattoo.
No, I wouldn't pass the physical fitness test.
That is the physical fitness test, is if you can sit in the chair and get a tattoo.
Oh, I could do that.
No, you couldn't.
You don't think I could sit there and take the pain of getting a tattoo?
What's your pain tolerance like?
It's very low, but I could still sit there and do it.
Do you understand the porn he watches?
Now,
the self-harm?
By the way, Pam Anderson is having her barbed wire removed.
I believe that.
Mark Wahlberg had his entire body, had everything removed. He had a ton of tattoos and had them all removed.
Wow. Yeah. That is that's more painful than getting a tattoo.
Yeah, I've had one tattoo removed. Oof.
They symbolize your youth, and they also, I think, like, because I know Mark Wahlberg had, like, a kind of a tumultuous youth.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So it's, I think a lot of times when you get those removed, you're kind of, like, it's symbolic of you kind of cleansing yourself of whatever was going on in your youth. Because it's just, I don't think people understand the permanency of just, like, having, I remember I was in Tampa one time, and this girl was at a show. She showed me her tattoo, and on her thigh, she had an aluminum can, like a Coke can, that somebody had smoked meth out of.
Oh.
And it was a tattoo.
Lovely,
was the weirdest thing. I'm like, you have this on your body forever. It was like a can that somebody would have used to smoke meth out of and then throw in the alley.
Wow.
And she put it on her body forever.
Yeah.
I thought that was so interesting.
Well, I don't think anyone ever said meth heads make great decisions.
No.
I don't think typically that they advertise for, say, air traffic control. Hey, currently smoking meth, we need brain surgeons and air traffic controllers.
Say what you want, Tom. They'll be awake to do it.
Yeah.
That's true. Tom, so at
18,
and
focused.
What would you have put on your body? What was your thing at 18?
God, I don't know.
Madras?
Yes. How about a nice crisscraft there on your bicep?
How about that?
That's a nice logo, Chris Craft.
Boats. Yeah, that is nice.
You know what, though? If you were to get an anchor, it would make sense or something like that, you know? Because yeah, you because sailed you're a, most a lot
a sailboat, maybe.
Sail? Yeah, you're a sailor. Yeah. Yeah.
You could get the Blue Peter up there.
The raising the Blue Peter is a sailing, is a sailing expression that the sailors would look out the window in any given port if the Blue Peter was up and they had to get back to, because the ship was about to leave.
And that means you're always leaving port.
Yeah, and also raising the Blue Peter was something that didn't get much of an opportunity to do in high school. Would you ever, let me ask you this, Jess, would you ever do a neck tattoo?
No. No, I have a sleeve and I can cover it up and no one will ever see it. And that's so when I need to, that's what I do.
Well, if guys get a neck tattoo, it's handy because that way if you're wearing a clip-on tie, nobody's going to notice because they're so busy looking at
your neck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you love Dolores, huh?
I've seen Property of on women's on their necks.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. That's
that nice?
Romantic,
isn't
that's
it? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's when you know it's real.
You get in there and get you a tattoo. You love me or not?
Now, actually, Al, we were talking about this earlier last year when we were in Louisville. We were talking to a woman that is that specializes in tattoo removal, and she said the tattoo she removes the most is, see if you can guess it, Al.
People's names.
That's what I would have thought, but no, it's those wedding band tattoos.
Oh.
I have a friend that has that, he's in the process of having it removed. Oh. But yes, I have and it takes forever and it's painful. Apparently,
it
kills.
She said it really hurts.
Can't you just cover it up with a new wedding band?
Well, Christy, that's what you would do. That's Christy's technique, historically.
Well, Christy, clearly this person's not making great decisions with who they're marrying.
Wow. So, Al, let's get to our quiz real quick, and we'll get back to tattoos in a second.
All right, Tom, let's do this very quickly. Tom, if I told you I was on the Lolo from the Popo, what am I saying?
Well, the Popo clearly means police. I've learned that.
What's Lolo?
Lolo, what would that mean? That you're currently not, there are no warrants as we speak out on you? Would that be it? No.
You're on the right state.
Does this involve warrants of some sort or whether or not
you're
being
hiding?
Sought?
Yes, what Christy said.
I see. You're on the lam.
Yeah.
Such as it is.
Yeah, I'm on a Lolo from the Popo. Wow. Tom, what does Captain Save-A-Ho mean?
Ahoy, Captain Save-A-Ho.
I don't know, but I love it.
I can guess. I would think if you're at a gathering where there are a number of people and you see someone who you think may be perhaps considered to be a round-heeled lady, but you're interested enough to say, look, I'm going to go be Captain Save-A-Ho and pull her away from that guy.
God,
and take her home myself. Would that be?
You're actually kind of on the right track. It's not right. Does anybody have another guess?
Yeah,
He's not off.
It's the guy that thinks he can hook up with the sort of promiscuous woman and change her and make her his girlfriend.
That is the textbook definition.
Yeah. Make a hoe a housewife.
Wow. Right.
There you go. Tom, can I hear you use Captain Save-A-Ho in the sentence?
In the movie Pretty Woman, Richard Gere would have been Captain Save-A-Ho.
There you go.
Yeah.
For real.
That is very nice.
That's what they should have called it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I think Captain Save-A-Ho would have got a lot fewer women to go see the film. That'd be my guess.
Make a hoe a housewife?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Captain Save-A-Ho could easily be, you get Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Pretty Woman remake right there.
Yeah, good point.
Well,
that is a great point. I always thought Pretty Woman was so weird. It's like, oh, it's an adorable story about a hooker. Like, what the hell? Like, why is that so romantic? I never got that.
That's such a fantasy.
Of course it is.
Of what? Being with a woman that's been with 19 guys that day?
It's a fantasy for women.
Yeah.
They get to go shopping.
Yeah, until you get inside and it's a drive-in movie theater in there. Do you understand how...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.